The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the coverage of the boys' state basketball tournament here on KGYM. As the first of our four teams that we will be covering this week, we get ready to kick it off here with a Monday morning, early afternoon maroon matchup, as it'll be the Northland Lynx taking on Maple Valley Anthon Odo. And good afternoon and welcome to the Iowa Events Center, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash alongside Randy Krejci, the commissioner of the Mississippi Valley Conference, here on this Monday as we get into Class 1A state quarterfinal competition. Already one game in the books, and it was a dandy. The 4-5 matchup went to the fourth-seeded Gladbrook Rhinebeck Rebels as they knocked off Linville Sully by a score of 53-50. So Gladbrook Rhinebeck, they await the winner of this one between number one Northland and the number one seeded Northland Lynx taking on Maple Valley Anthon Odo. And they are the unrated, but the number eight seed with a bullet, I say, Randy. And welcome back to this boys' state tournament.
Well, yes, we put the smaller basketballs away, and we've got the bigger basketballs coming in today. And, you know, one thing about Northland, you know, we got to see Ellie Ruffridge last week, state's leader in assists. And we've got Jake Hilmer for Northland. He leads the entire state in assists this week. So you brought me to another great game, and it should be a fun action here. And, yeah, somebody wearing maroon will probably win this one as you look out there right now.
You got to think that's going to be the case. Northland, champions of the Tri-Rivers Conference, making their third trip overall and their first in 40 years since 1977. So it's been a long wait for the boys anyway, up in Troy Mills and Coggin and Walker in the northern Linn County area up there. They finished third back in 1977. Of course, they come in unbeaten at 25-0 and coming off the sub-state win a couple Saturday nights ago up in Manchester over Clayton Riz, 57-31. They take on a Maple Valley Anthon Odo team that is no stranger to the boys' state basketball tournament. In fact, they had a great run 2 years ago, finishing second in 2015. Of course, we remember all those great Maple Valley teams of the early 80s with Alvin Birkenpass as the head coach. And
Todd, his son.
Some guy named Todd as the top player for Maple Valley those years.
And like you said, I'm sure they're playing one game at a time, but Maple Valley Anthon Odo wouldn't mind getting into the semifinal round and play Gladbrook Rhinebeck, the team that beat them 2 years ago here at the state tournament.
That's right. That was the championship game back in 2015. But they've been four times as Maple Valley Anthon Odo. Maple Valley out of Mapleton went five times, and they won the state championship, or I should say finished second in the state back in 1981 with Todd Birkenpass. Their school colors, maroon, black, and gold. They are from the Western Valley Conference, where they finished second. They finished second behind Siouxland Christian, 1A team out there. And right away here, Randy, we take a look at this. This is not your typical 1 versus 8 seed game. You've got Northland, of course, out of the Tri-Rivers, an all 1A league. The Western Iowa Conference has a lot of 2As splashed in there. In fact, for Maple Valley Anthon Odo, they've played a couple 3A teams as well. So you take a look at schedule advantage, that's going to go to Maple Valley here throughout the year.
Yeah, similar to what we saw last week when we were broadcasting North Scott out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference, and that does make a difference with the level of competition that you have. And then the other thing Maple Valley Anthon Odo proved during the tournament series, it's tough to beat somebody three times. And as you mentioned, Siouxland Christian was their conference champion, beat them twice during the regular season, but then Maple Valley Anthon Odo won the third time during the tournament series, and that helped propel them to getting to the state tournament. So Northland's schedule versus Maple Valley Anthon Odo's schedule, something to debate, I guess.
And there's going to be one of those battles of different tempos here today. Maple Valley averaging 59.7 points per ball game. going up against a North Lynn team that we know likes to get up and down the court, averaging almost 80 points per ball game. Talking with co-head coach Mike Hilmer before the game for North Lynn, he said, this one's going to be tempo. If we can get it up and down, we're going to feel pretty good. But if we play a half-court game, he goes, Maple Valley's going to be very, very hard to beat. They have some pretty decent height out there at 6'3", 6'4", and 6'3". He said also very good shooters. They like to get shots coming off of screens. Kind of an old-school mentality with this Maple Valley Anthony Odo team.
Yeah, Maple Valley does play pretty tough defense. I think you might have mentioned, too, before the game that they may play a lot of zone against North Lynn, and they definitely do not want the fast pace that North Lynn is used to. In fact, North Lynn has scored probably almost 600 points more during the regular season than Maple Valley Anthony Odo. So it'll be a super tough defensive club against somebody that can really score in the case of North Lynn in the links.
Well, North Lynn does a lot of three-point shooting, 565 of them to be exact on the year. Ryan Miller, 136, and then, of course, David Sieber with 209 three-point attempts so far on the year. North Lynn led in scoring by the terrific sophomore Jake Hilmer. All-state in a couple of different sports, baseball and basketball, almost 22 points a game, a 58% shooter from the field, and 41% from beyond the three-point arc. And then Ryan Miller, big sister Nicole might be in the crowd here today, the former North Lynn star, Miss Iowa basketball, now playing for the Drake Bulldogs. And then David Sieber at 15.8 points per ball game for this North Lynn team that also shoots it very well from the free throw line. Something to keep in mind if we get down to a close contest, 73% on the year.
Yeah, and every one of North Lynn's starters shoots above 50%. In fact, the weakest shooter, and this is pretty good, David Sieber, 50% on the year from the field goal range. Everybody else is above that. So we expect North Lynn, if they can adjust to the big court here at Wells Fargo Arena, they should put on quite a shooting show if everything works to their advantage.
For Maple Valley Anthony Odo, Colby Sentions leading the way at 18.5 points per game, and he shoots it from the field at 57% so far. Juan De La Garza at the point, a very good distributor, very good passer for this team at 13.7 points per game. Connor Beck in there in double figures as well at 10.9, and Brady Gauthier in there at 8.7 points per game for Maple Valley Anthony Odo. Both these teams, Maple Valley maybe a little bit deeper, probably will go 7, maybe 8 deep. North Lynn 6, maybe 7 in there. You got to stay out of foul trouble, and like you said, it's an adjustment. Maple Valley has been here before. Juan De La Garza played a lot on that 2015 team for Maple Valley Anthony Odo. And for North Lynn, they've been through the state baseball tournament, so they know that. But first time here at Wells Fargo Arena in a long, long time.
Yeah, they probably you'd almost have to look at their grandparents rather than their parents as to the last time they were here. You know, of course, we talked about Jake Hilmer and his outstanding passing. Also, that Setjens from Maple Valley, Anthony Odo, and De La Garza, like you mentioned, both also outstanding passers. So that will definitely help the Maple Valley offense, too. So we should see a great ball game and great finesse, but we got that quick pace of North Lynn versus a little bit different pace of Maple Valley Anthony Odo, but it should be a good one today, Scott.
Of course, for North Lynn, Mike Hilmer making his first appearance at the Boys State Basketball Tournament as the co-coach. But his dad, Bob Hilmer, has been here many, many times. Bob coached at Fredericksburg, had those great teams at Forest City, and then at Waco, did very well, won a state championship in 1976 at Forest City. And, of course, Mike Hilmer, his son, and Mike's had a great run at North Lynn as both the athletic director up there at North Lynn High School as well as a boys basketball coach. And he is making his first appearance at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. In fact, Bob is Iowa's all-time win leader with 830 5 wins in 54 seasons. That's pretty good.
Tremendous. And a lot of people know him from Forest City, but he did a great job at Waco of Olds, too. And, of course, now he's the co-coach with his son, and that's got to be a nice family affair. And, of course, Jake Kilmer would be his grandson, also part of Northland's great program.
That is correct. They are honoring the fans of the game out there at center court right now. Brent Nanninga of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and a nice little tribute and honor that they put together a couple years ago. Very good crowd on hand, far side with North Lynn and Maple Valley with a good crowd as well behind us here. And good representation from Northern Lynn County.
Right, and everybody dressed in maroon. You got to just kind of listen behind us who's rooting for which team, as everybody seems to be dressed alike today.
Yep, and somebody, like you said, somebody in maroon is going to take the title of this one. Winner will get Gladbrook Rhinebeck coming up, and that will be Thursday morning at 10:30. The other Class 1A games coming up later on. Right after this one at 2 o'clock, it's going to be Remsen St. Mary's at 24-0, taking on New London at 21-3. And then the final 1A game at 3:45 will pit West Hancock taking on Grandview Christian out of Des Moines. And then the 2A games tonight getting underway at 6:35. It'll be number one seeded, number one Western Christian taking on South Hamilton. That is another 1A game that's going to be very, very good. And the nightcap tonight, the Cascade Cougars and Comanche. It's River Valley basketball tonight coming up at 8:15 here at Wells Fargo Arena, because they've already met twice this year.
Right, and when you mentioned Western Christian, I suppose the Wolfpack fans will be trying for the daily double, so to speak, because, of course, the girls won the Class 2A State Girls Basketball Championship, and the boys are the number one seed in for the boys' state basketball tournament.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups as high school basketball being presented by First Federal Credit Union for you on this Monday afternoon here on KGYM. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Interest rates as low as 1.99% APR, and you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That is firstfedcu.com. The visitors on the scoreboard, they are the number 8 seed and unrated as far as the AP basketball poll is concerned out of the Western Valley Conference, the Western Iowa Conference, as Maple Valley Anthony Odo, the Rams. They come in with a record of 18-7. The losses this year, they suffered two of them to Siouxland Christian, one to Woodbury Central, one to Denison Schleswig, a 3A team. Also Alta Aurelia, a one-loss 2A team. Cherokee, another 2A team, and IKM Manning, another 2A team. So as far as 1A competition is concerned, Maple Valley has done very, very well so far this year. For the Rams, they will go with it one forward. It'll be number 21, Connor Beck. He is a 6'1 junior, and Beck averaging 10.9 points per game, a 43% three-point shooter on the year, also with almost 3 assists and 5 rebounds a game. Also at a forward, it'll be the leading scorer for Maple Valley, Colby Sutchins. He is a 6'3 junior, averaging 18.5 points and 5.2 rebounds a game. Shoots 42% from three-point land. At center, it'll be number 53, Ben Sadler. He is a 6'3 junior. Sadler averaging just under 4 points and under 4 rebounds a game. The guards, number 23, Juan De La Garza, played a lot in the 2015 run. He's a 6'4 senior, averaging 13.7 points and a team-high 6.4 rebounds a game. Also dishes out 3 assists per ball game. And the other guard will be Brady Gothier at 6 foot even and a senior. Wears number 13. He averages 8.7 points per ball game. The head coach for Maple Valley is Brian Brown. He is a graduate of Midland College in Nebraska with 320 wins and 208 losses on the year for Maple Valley, Anthony Odo. Now, the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the North Lynn Lynx, number one in the state in the AP poll, seeded number one. The Tri-Rivers Conference champions in the West, 25-0. And for North Lynn, they will go with their usual lineup, 4 guards and a forward. It'll be Ryan Miller at one guard, the 5'10 junior, averaging 19 at points per ballgame, second on the team, 63 threes on the year, and 46% from beyond the arc. Also in a guard, it'll be number 40, Trevor Bogey, 6'2", and a sophomore. And Bogey at 8 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Also in a guard, David Sieber, the 5'9 sophomore, averaging 15.8 a game, 83 makes on the year from three-point land, shooting 40% from beyond the arc. And at the point, it'll be Jake Hilmer, number 14, the 5'11 sophomore, and Hilmer at a team-high 21.7 points, 5 rebounds a game, and over 10 assists and 4.5 steals per contest. And in the middle, it'll be Adam Wasco, 6'5 and a junior, averaging 7.1 points and a team-high 6 rebounds a game. The co-head coaches for North Lynn, Mike Hilmer, graduate of Cornell, and Bob Hilmer, also a graduate from the Hill over in Mount Vernon and Cornell College. And very good officiating crew led by the guy that's got the most appearances of anybody this week at the Boys State Tournament.
Yeah, Randall Bloom from Ankeny. He's the head official here. He's had more state tournament appearances than anybody else and more state championships. And going along with him, Grant Dietrich from the Des Moines area, as well as from North Liberty, Bob Squires. So that's our officiating crew. So we've got a very good, a strong veteran crew working this ball game as officials.
Now, they will take officials from all around the state and usually match them up. You don't always work with your partner.
That's true, and in this case, it is kind of a split crew put together. 48 officials make it to the state tournament. Some get to work with their crew mates during the regular season, but when you get 48 officials from all around the state, oftentimes you'll get some split crew action, which we have today.
Set to go here, just about. Lineups are being introduced here. Maple Valley in their road black uniforms with the maroon numbers, maroon letters, and the white trim, thankfully.
Yeah.
We do appreciate that.
That definitely helps, yes.
Rams on the front, and also the striping down the side.
I thought it was interesting when you gave the starting lineups, Scott. North Lynn has all underclassmen. We may see them all again in the future. Maple Valley, slightly older. You've got two seniors in that starting lineup, three juniors. So you wonder if that veteran type of approach for their team with their athletes, if that'll make a difference or not.
Lineups being introduced. North Lynn in their home white with the maroon trim, the maroon striping down the side of the shorts. North Lynn across the front, as we are just about set to get things rolling here from Des Moines, as Adam Wasco is introduced now to the crowd here. So we are set to go. The 1-8 matchup winner gets Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and that will be coming up on Thursday morning. If Northland prevails, we'll have the game for you right here on KGYM, as the coaches shaking hands at center court. And Northland and Maple Valley Antonoto about ready to go. We might call them Maple Valley more than we call them Maple Valley Antonoto, but
yeah, a little quicker to spit that out, right? Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to disparage the folks from Antonoto.
That's right, but if you're as old as I am, Scott, you kind of just remember Maple Valley of Mapleton.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, tempo, tempo, tempo in this one. That's going to be the big thing, the big key. Maple Valley wants to get this into a half-court game, use their height and their shooting ability. Very good shooters for Northland as well, but they want to get this thing going in transition. Sentions, Gothier, back, Delagarza, and Sadler for Maple Valley, Antonoto. And for Northland, Hilmer, Sieber, Miller, Bogey, and Wasco. It'll be Wasco to tip it up against Sentions. 6-5 versus 6-3, and Maple Valley wins the tip. We're underway from the Boys State Tournament for 2017. As the Rams will go to the bucket to our left, and North Lynn's going to come out in a man-to-man to start things off. We'll see some zone from North Lynn as well. We're going to see a lot of zone from Maple Valley. Sentients works it up top to Beck, and his pass to the wing intercepted. Good steal right there by Sieber. And he'll take it into the front court and hold it for the Northland Lynx. Inside to Hilmer. No-look pass down low. And whipped it a little bit ahead of Bogey and out of bounds.
You most certainly see some quick action, great defense. This will be intense, Scott.
Full court pressure. Northland will bring that the entire ball game. They'll vary it from man. They'll go to a little three-quarter court. They'll go to a little half-court trap as well. And we'll see how Maple Valley will handle it. Beck will bring it up. Almost had it poked away. Picked it up. Tries to go in the corner. Dump pass inside to Sadler. And Sadler's going to get the foul. As going for the steal that time was Miller. And he got the basketball. And then Sadler fouled him.
think Sadler kind of lost his balance. Definitely a good hustle move, but the foul was not a bad foul, just over-aggressive, I guess.
Hilmer with it on the right sideline. And the 3-2, collapsing 1-2-2 zone defense for Maple Valley. Skip pass over to Hilmer, fakes. Jake on the drive, in all the way in the circles. It's Flynn. Now the Lynx will stay in the man-to-man. Thought they might be going zone here, but they're going to stay in the man. De La Garza out front. Good passer at 6'4", and can see the floor very well. Crossover dribble, step back jumper, going to be way short, but the offensive rebound of the putback underneath is good for Juan De La Garza. Northland's got to keep Maple Valley Antonoto off the boards. That's going to be a big, big factor in this basketball game.
Yeah, especially with their height advantage.
Hilmer out front, left of the key. Sit over to the left side, deep three on the way, and that's an air ball put up by Siever, no good. And the rebound to Maple Valley. Now trapped along the sideline, ball tipped away and stolen. Lead pass ahead to Ryan Miller, and he'll get the layup.
Great defense right there in the corner, right by midcourt.
You never want to pick your dribble up there.
That's right, yeah.
Pass inside, tipped by North Lynn, and then the easy shot underneath missed. It goes out of bounds to the Lynx. Boy, a point-blank opportunity missed down low by De La Garza. And it'll be North Lynn basketball. Trevor
Waskow is going to be a factor on the board, I think, for North Lynn today, as he was there.
4-2 lead for the North Lynn Lynx. And Jake Hilmer will walk it up for the maroon and white. Hilmer looking inside, skip pass over the top to the corner. Miller will try it for three, left it short. And the rebound in the lane to Sentience. How will Maple Valley work it against the North Lynn pressure defense? Stop and go move. De La Garza takes the baseline, cut off, kick outside. Three-pointer up and good for the far right side by Brady Gauthier. Nice little drive and kick. And it's 5-4. First lead for Maple Valley Antonoto. They're going to pack that zone in. North Lynn with Hilmer. Works it over on the right side. Back it comes to Jake up top. Lobs it to the free throw line. High low pass and the shot blocked out of there. Bogey had it blocked away as De La Garza got the good defense there. Behind the back with the dribble. Over to De La Garza. Far sideline at the hash mark. Up top to Beck. Couple of jab steps. He'll be working on Ryan Miller. Over it comes to Gauthier, just hit the three. Bogey coming out on him for North Lynn in their man-to-man. Up front, crossover dribble, losing it, but picking it up on the near wing is Sentience. Here's Beck up top. Pass to the wing is tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by North Lynn's David Siever. It's going to be North Lynn ball.
De La Garza thought his defender touched that last, but nope, it's North Lynn ball.
Calvin Ferris comes in, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 2.2 points per ball game. Where's number 15? And he'll be at the top of that zone. Hilmer, lob pass, Miller over to corner to Bogey. Turn around, high arching three, and he missed everything. And the rebound out of there to Maple Valley. You're a jump, three-point shooting team, Randy, like North Lynn is. It takes a little while to get used to the background.
Correct, yep.
And Hilmer's going to get a foul on the pressure. First on Jake Hilmer, and for North Lynn, their first team foul.
Though we talked about Maple Valley's zone defense, boy, they can play belly button defense too when individuals in their area.
De La Garza at the right free throw line in the high post. Dumps it inside, getting loose and getting the easy two was Colby Sentience.
De La Garza with that great assist on that particular play put Maple Valley up by three.
7-4, and catching it on the far sideline on the skip pass was Ryan Miller, and North Lynn turns it over for the second time. Teams as Beck missed everything.
I was going to say, they're taking a little while to get adjusted to this big court.
North Lynn shooting 33% in the early going. They're 2 out of 6, but 0 for 3 in three-pointers, and they haven't been close. Miller to Hilmer. Circles left, no look, bounce pass inside. Bogey turnaround, 12-footer won't go. Wasco kept it alive, though, for North Lynn. And Hilmer tried to turn the corner and got held. They're going to get the foul on Calvin Ferris. His first team foul, number two. And it'll be ball out of bounds for North Lynn. Coming into the game now for Maple Valley will be Eli Funderman. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Spells his name E-L-Y. Off the inbound, Miller wide open, three, no good, short. And the rebound to Funderman. He spells it E-L-Y just like our friendly folks in Ely.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's Eli.
I like Northland's press here. There, if you aren't fundamentally sound against Northland, you're going to have trouble getting the ball up the floor.
Ferris hands it back down to Funderman. Stop and go dribble on the drive all the way in. Nobody picked him up, and he gets the easy layup. Rotation defensively just wasn't there for the Lynx. Here's Hilmer on the other end. Reverses it up. No, but he drew the foul.
Great quick move down the lane by Hilmer.
De La Garza picks up the foul, his first team foul, number three. And to the line will be Jake Hilmer, and he gets there a bunch for Northland.
I bet all kinds of teams here would like to have Jake Hilmer on their roster. He's impressed me thus far.
123 attempts, an 83% foul shooter, and the first one, no good, short. 9-4 lead for Maple Valley as they put together four in a row here. Second one does curl in, and Hilmer now with three, and here comes the Northland pressure. Miller in the backcourt will go out and pick up Beck. Over to the right side, they're going to trap at the center line, bounce out to Ferris. He'll bring it back out front as we come up on 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Ferris to Funderman. They work the weave up top. Funderman, a jump pass over into corner now to De La Garza. Started to drive, kicks it back out top to Beck. Maple Valley playing their tempo here so far. Kick to the corner. Sentience drives it right of the lane. Kick out top. Funderman, three, going to be way short. Ryan Miller with a rebound. Here comes Northland doing what they do best. On the run. Bounce pass inside was deflected out of bounds by Funderman. And back in for Maple Valley, Antonotto will be starting center Ben Sadler.
You're right. The pace of the game goes a little quicker when it goes to our left to right as Northland brings it up the floor.
They're going to try everything in their power to get this thing up-tempo. Miller, a bounce pass over to Hilmer. Weaves through traffic all the way in. Head and shoulder fake and scores. He went right down the lane.
Great move by Miller.
9-7 in favor of Maple Valley, Antonotto. Two-point lead for the Rams. Bounce pass to De La Garza. He takes it baseline, off-balance jumper, and he got fouled. He was kind of leaning out of bounds there, Randy, and Northland would have been better to let him go.
Yeah, probably on that. Yeah.
See, the foul's going to be on.
De La Garza at the line.
Wasco will get the foul. Yeah, it's a free throw, no good. For De La Garza, 66% foul shooter. Maple Valley shoots at 64%. And one more coming up for the 6'4 senior. North Lynn's going to go to the bench here. Bring in Bradley Fluhop and Carter Johnson. Johnson, 6'1 sophomore. Fluhop, 6'1 junior. Both free throws no good, but the offensive board to Maple Valley. With 1:11 to play. Baseline drive, kick out front. Beck gets it to De La Garza. Now Beck will back it out. Has it center line. Hilmer coming out on him. Low catch over the far hash mark by Gauthier. Works it up top to Sentience. Ball fake. No look pass over the left wing to Beck. Under a minute to play here in quarter number one. And Northland down by two at 9-7. Wasco picked up that last foul. Comes out on De La Garza at 6-4. Setting the screen. They try the little pick and roll over in the corner now. Off balance jumper. In and out that time. No good by Sentience. Offensive rebound Sadler, and he was fouled. And offensive rebounds are hurting Northland, Randy.
Yeah, that's making a difference. The other thing, Maple Valley, even with that slight height advantage, sure, doing a lot of perimeter offense. There isn't much going inside necessarily.
And when they've gone inside, they've been successful.
Yeah.
Foul picked up that time by Fluhop. Maple Valley basketball. See if they go for one here with 23 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Sentience. Left free throw line extended. Sadler up top against the Northland man-to-man. Up top, ball fake by Gauthier. Yo-yo dribble lost in the high dribble. Stolen away by Hilmer. Looking for the tie. All the way down. Hilmer will get the layup with the right hand.
Great defense by Jake Hilmer set that play up. And then
seven
scored again.
Points in the first quarter, and the long three-quarter court shot way short. We are
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. 9-9 after the first quarter. Shooting percentages, both teams 4 out of 10, 40% so far. The Northland 0 for 4 from beyond the Golden Arc. 1 for 5 for Maple Valley Antonotto here so far. Rebounds, though, 9-4 for Maple Valley, including 4 offensive rebounds. They just haven't been able to capitalize on those, luckily for North Lynn.
That's right, yeah. Jake Hilmer actually leads the scoring parade. 7 points so far for North Lynn, 7 of their 9.
North Lynn basketball, flew hop in there along with Hilmer. Ryan Miller, Wasco, and also into the game is David Sieber. North Lynn basketball, they'll have it on the alternate arrow. Turnaround shot no good from 15 that time, put up by Fluhop. And the rebound out of there to Maple Valley. Maple Valley owning the boards, but they've had turnover problems against the North Lynn pressure. Whatever they've been able to put it on. They set the North Lynn lineup. Maple Valley back to their starting five. Gauthier outside the arc right wing. Looking inside, holds it there. Gets it up top to Sentions. Sentions, Gauthier, Beck, Delagarza, and Sadler, the five. Sadler sets a high ball screen. Left side to Sentions. With Ryan Miller coming out on him. Deliberate pace. We mentioned tempo. North Lynn averaging 79 points a game. And so far, they have not been able to get this one up and down. Passing the high post. On the drive. Down the right side of the lane and a foul call. And going to the line will be Delagarza.
The other thing I noticed about Maple Valley, they never make any stupid passes. Never force anything. So could keep their turnovers at a bare minimum.
Second foul on Adam Wasco, and probably going to have to take a seat here as a free throw on the way and curls in for Delagarza.
Yep, replacement coming in.
Back Trevor Bogey into the game. Well, that's for Fluhop, so they're going to keep Wasco in there. Well, now they have changed it. They've got one on Bogey, so that last foul was on 40, not 50. So Bogey picks up the foul. Delagarza gets a couple free throws, and Maple Valley up by 2. Hilmer on the hand back. Sieber circling out front. Back it comes to Hilmer. Ball fake left wing. Had it knocked away for a moment. Goes back to pick it back up. And North Lynn will set it back up here against the zone. Kind of a 2-3 look this time. Kick outside. NBA 3, white ring off the side of the iron. No good. They fight for the rebound. We're going to have a jump off the Sieber miss. And it's going to go to Maple Valley Antonotto.
A great hustle by North Lynn in that rebounding situation. Just ended up in a jump ball.
You shoot a lot of threes, you get a lot of deep rebounds. And that's what happened right there.
Good point.
Delagarza up the right-hand boards. Cross-court pass, a dangerous one. Sentience in the corner to Gauthier. Starts a drive, cut off there by Hilmer. Into the high post now to Delagarza. Delagarza picked up by Bogey in the man-to-man. 11-9, Maple Valley Antonotto with the lead. Delagarza off the clear out. Fakes, kicks out to Gauthier, drives baseline, cut off there by Hilmer. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Rams. Quick hands there by Jake Hilmer.
Wasco playing some great post defense. Isn't necessarily going to show up in the stats, but he's making it tough for Maple Valley to get it inside.
For Sadler. Long lob pass, and they get it into the center circle. And Sentience will hold it right there. Sentience so far only 2 points, leading scorer for Maple Valley. They're up by 2, 11-9. Ball handling out front, 5 second call. Good defense there by Ryan Miller. Maple Valley folks don't like it, but I'm not sure what they want.
Miller played great defense. Tight defense, clean defense, and got the 5 second call. Good for him.
5:55 to play here in the opening half. Ball fake by Bogey. Gets out front to Jay Kilmer. Between the legs with it. Now starts to come right. Cut off out there by Sentience. Over to Ryan Miller outside the arc left wing. Four out in a high post right now. They lob it into Bogey. Bogey fakes, drives, kicks it outside. Siebert takes the right free throw line. Now a bounce back to Bogey on the baseline. They play catch with it. Reverse across court. And Hilmer jab step. Now the three. Curls it out. No. And the rebound taken out of there by Connor Beck. He had it knocked away in the backcourt. Picked back up by Maple Valley. And, of course, with the pressing team, crowd always wants a foul.
Yeah, get them off. You hear that chant behind us a little bit.
On the drive, splitting a double team and scoring all the way down the lane was Connor Beck for his first basket. Beautiful take and a four-point lead. Bounce pass inside. Wasco lost in the double team. Picked up by Hilmer. Jump step and layup good by Jake Hilmer.
Tremendous hustle by Hilmer.
Boy, he's keeping Northland right in this thing. He's got 9 of the Lynx 11. And it's 13-11, Maple Valley Antonono. Here's a trap right in front of us. And Miller coming up with a steal. And then a tie-up is going to go to Northland.
Came close to a takedown there if you were doing a wrestling play-by-play, Scott.
That is turnover number 7 on the Rams. When Maple Valley has had to go up against Northland's pressure, they have had problems.
Yes.
They seem to pick the ball up right across the center line in the corner. Here's a three. Hilmer up good. Or Miller make it from the near side corner. Miller and Hilmer with all the points for Northland, and Northland back out in front by 1 at 14-13. Gothier over right baseline. Maple Valley trying to get a timeout. No one hurt him, and they got to travel instead. That's turnover number 8.
And Jake Hilmer, I know you've broadcast some Mount Vernon games. He kind of reminds me a little of that Austin Ash. First of all, passes extremely well. And then, as you mentioned, he scored 9 of the 14 points for Northland. He can really shoot.
Full timeout going to be taken by Maple Valley. Anthony Odo will take it as well. We'll take a 30. 4:16 to play here in the first half. It's Northland 14 and MVAO 13. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Game number 1 of our coverage throughout the week. Tomorrow, the defending state champion Xavier Saints will take on Mount Pleasant for the second time this year. They met in the opening game of the 16-17 season with Xavier winning it. And then coming up, 4A action for you on Wednesday afternoon. It'll be Iowa City West as number 1 rated Trojans, and we got a kick as we get back to action. The Trojans will take on the Newton Cardinals, followed by Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on Dubuque Hempstead. Here it's 1A quarterfinal action. Northland with the basketball. Now Maple Valley going to extend the defense here, and Hilmer is going to drive around. Gothier is going to get a blocking foul. One much there, but enough to get the call.
But I think Hilmer was quick enough to get around him, and yeah, Gothier just kind of got a little bit of a body in the way.
That'll be the first on Gothier. Team foul number 4, both teams with 4. Against the zone, Hilmer to the corner. Miller, turnaround 3, left it short. Wasco had the rebound, goes to the floor to keep it alive, deflected and picked up by Bogey. Hilmer on the drive, and he was held. And that's going to be charged to Ferris, who just checked in. That'll be his second foul, and team foul number 5 on Maple Valley Antonotto. And Funderman will come in for Ferris. Inbound, looking. They'll throw it out deep now to Sieber. Sieber, cross-court pass. Miller fakes the three, drives baseline in all the way. Hanging 10-footer, won't get the roll. And Funderman the rebound. Bad pass, and Wascombe comes up to the steal. Nice flip underneath, and shoulder fake. Miller had a block, got it back. And we're going to have a tied ball, says Randall Bloom. And it's going to go to the Rams.
Yeah, they got a solid piece of that on the shot, and I think that's what brought out the jump ball call.
I think a good call.
Yeah, he came down with it after the block.
Kind of pinned it.
Yeah.
Double team and a steal by Bogey. Bogey tried to bounce it underneath, and it'll go out of bounds, and it will stay with North Lynn. But another steal off the pressure, and that's 9, make it 10 turnovers here in the game against Maple Valley Antonotto.
As tough as both teams' defenses are, we only got 9 fouls in the game, so they're fundamentally sound.
Bogey off the glass, can't get it to go from the right block, and the rebound out of there to Sentience. Outlet pass, here comes De La Garza. Wing pass right in front of us to the trailer. All the way down, Sentience and scores. Again, the defensive rotation a little bit slow that time for North Lynn. And a charging foul going to be called on Hilmer as he took it inside.
Yep, they were waiting for Hilmer on that one. They must have had him scouted.
And that is 2 on Jake. That is a big call. Team foul number 5. But now that's going to stop Hilmer from penetrating a little bit. North Lynn will continue to, well, now they're going to go to the half-court pressure here a little bit with Hilmer with 2 fouls. They can't afford to have him get that third.
Good point. Yep.
2:59 to play first half, 15-14, Maple Valley, Antonotto. And that also takes away the pressure in the backcourt with Hilmer with the 2 fouls.
Hilmer's on the point there at the center circle.
North Lynn going to try to trap now. 2-1-2 trap. Feet ahead, and a foul from behind is taken baseline with Sentience. Wing pass and a nice baseline drive. And the foul is going to be a Trevor Bogey. That'll be his second personal.
Bogey had a nice block, just kind of got him down below. A
lot of body.
Yep.
Left-hander's free throw is off the left side of the iron. No good for Sentience. He'll have one more, 74%. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Free throw number 2 is good on the line driver.
One thing about where we're sitting, we can call our own free throw violations here, Scott.
Yes, we can.
Gets over.
I'll let you do that.
Okay. I'll make that call.
Now Maple Valley with a little diamond and 1 three-quarter court press. 16-14, Rams out in front. Miller to Hilmer, playing with 2 fouls. Fluhop back into the ballgame. Hilmer takes in the corner, trapped, got it out of there. Ahead to Fluhop, no look, bounce underneath in the right block. Wasco turns, fires, and got the roll.
Now Maple Valley slapping on a little bit of a press action, trying to trap people in the corner.
16-16, North Lynn broke it there. Three-quarter court pressure. Beaton into the corner, turnaround 3, in and out, no good that time by Gauthier. And here comes North Lynn the other way, looking for the lead. Hilmer goes between the legs with it, now brings it back out at the right point. Cross-court pass to Sieber. All the points have come from Hilmer and Miller so far in this game for North Lynn, except for 2 from Wasco on the last trip down. Flew hop against the zone. Over to far side. Sieber drives baseline. Pull up 15-footer. No good, but the offensive board taken out of there by Bradley Fluhop. Up top to Hilmer. Hilmer on the drive. No look down low to Fluhop. Got triple teamed and got pushed. Help defense coming over. And I think they're going to get the foul on De La Garza. And that will be the case. His second 16 foul on the Rams. As Sadler will check back in for Maple Valley Antonotto.
Yeah, he wasn't shooting, so we'll just take it out of bounds one more time.
Minute 40 to play. Northland looking to break the tie in this low-scoring affair. Here's Sieber, deep three, no good short. Chases on along the sideline and trying for the save there was Ferris. Did he get it done? No, he did not. It'll be Northland ball. Good hustle there by Calvin Ferris, 5'10 sophomore. As De La Garza will come back in for Sadler. Nope, check that for Funderman.
So another substitution with 93 seconds to go.
Inbound Miller. Plays catch with Hilmer, and he'll bring it out front for North Lynn. Lynx have it tied at 16. Ball fake. Sieber, back it comes to Hilmer. Thought about the three. Quick hook pass to the corner. They skip it cross court. High catch, and on the sideline with a foot that time, once again, was Sieber.
Second time. I was going to say the pass was great, but he stepped on the sideline.
Well, you try to make that quick catch in a move.
You're right. Yeah.
And sometimes that back foot goes out. Here's a steal off the inbound by Sieber. Took it away. That's turnover number 11. And good job.
Good anticipation by Sieber there.
Hilmer out front. Hilmer got away from his man, drives in, lost it. Hook pass underneath Lasco, easy layup.
Great assist. That would show his title as the best assist man in the state of Iowa.
Trap in the backcourt, near steal by Lasco. Here comes De La Garza on the drive, got doubled, and they're going to get a foul. They got Fluha. And this will be the one in bonus coming up.
Randy Bloom caught that one in the middle of congestion.
Fluhop with the foul. That'll be his second. Team foul number 7. And the one in bonus coming up for Maple Valley Antonotto. De La Garza on the line. Puts it up and good. That is 5 points for De La Garza. Hits the front end of the one and one.
Smooth free throw release by him.
Looking for the tie with 49.8 to play here in the game's first half. One more on the way, up and rimmed it in and out. No good. The offensive board, though, to Maple Valley. Lob pass to Gauthier from Sentience, who came up with the offensive board. A lot of time to hold it for one. We'll see what Maple Valley Antonotto elects to do here. Into the lane. Here is Sentience. Open jumper, got it right from the heart of the paint. He just cut right in there behind everybody. 19-18, Ram lead of one. And now North Lynn will go for the last shot. Miller, no look pass to Hilmer. Right back it comes to Jake. Fakes. Now drives the lane and going to have a hold out front, which will put Jake Hilmer on the line. And the foul's going to go against Colby Sentience. That'll be his first. Nobody in any serious foul trouble right now for either squad.
Hilmer will try to hit double figures if he can make that first free throw.
Funderman back in, and Northland's going to get Rossett in for Hilmer if he can make both of these free throws, protect him with the two fouls.
That's right.
One and one up and good for Jake
that
Hilmer.
Ties it up at 19, so good free throw there, and Hilmer will see if he can put the Lynx back ahead here right before halftime.
13.9 to play, and Hilmer with one more. On the way, right through, and he'll take a seat. Good move here by the dad and grandpa.
Yeah.
Pressure will continue, though.
Mitchell Rawson makes an appearance here for the Lynx.
5'11 junior. Inbound, backcourt. They throw over the top. Here comes De La Garza. Lost it, picks it up. 15-footer on the way, no good. Got his own rebound. High Archie put back, no. Rebound underneath the Wasco. He lost it, picked up by Maple Valley. Spinning shot rejected out of bounds on Sadler at the horn.
Great block by Wasco.
Stuck with it.
Clean, effective, and
we're at halftime. And our score in this 1A state quarterfinal, we're tied. Maple Valley 19 and North Lynn 19. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from Des Moines after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. It is a 2019 North Lynn lead. I apologize. I said 19-19 at halftime. I gypped Jake Hilmer out of a free throw there. So it is a 2019 lead for North Lynn here at the halftime break. Game's being played, though, at the Temple of Maple Valley Anthonoto right now, Randy. They've got into a half-court affair.
Right, and but basically your preliminary comments, Scott, were right on. You know North Lynn wants to move the ball and move the ball quickly, which they're trying to do. But Maple Valley, on the same token, a little more deliberate, not making too many turnovers. They're certainly looking for the open shot. And I think both teams are fairly comfortable with the type of offense that they're offering to this game. So we've seen some very good defense. You have to be careful on either team's press as you're bringing the ball up the floor. And just a good, hard-fought basketball game so far.
Northland's press has been very effective. And we will get the halftime stats coming your way here in just a little bit. Take a look at the scoring right now. North Lynn, Jake Hilmer leading the way, halfway to his average at 22. He's got 11 so far in the ball game. Right behind with 5 is Ryan Miller. They had all the points for North Lynn for a while. Miller with a 3 and a 2-pointer, and then Anabosco with 4, and that came late in the second quarter of play. For Maple Valley, Antonoto, Colby Sentience leading the way with 7 points. Juan De La Garza with 5. Brady Gothier with 3. Eli Funderman with 2, and Connor Beck with 2 for the Rams. Right now, 11 turnovers for Maple Valley Anthonoto to 6 in the ballgame for North Lynn. Bench scoring right now is 2-0 in favor of Maple Valley Anthonoto. Both teams with 1 3-pointer here in the first half. Shooting percentages at halftime, North Lynn only at 36%. The Lynx 8 of 22. 1 out of 9, 11% from beyond the arc, and 3 out of 4, and 75% from the free throw line. For Maple Valley Anthonoto, 7 of 17 in the first half for 41%. 1 for 6, they're at 17% from 3-point range, and 4 out of 8, and 50% from the free throw line. Rebounds, though, Maple Valley is almost doubling North Lynn. It's 17 and 9 at halftime. 7 offensive rebounds. We'll wait for the official stat sheet to come around and see how many points off of rebounds that Maple Valley Anthonoto has. But sure, they're talking about putbacks and how to handle the pressure. Because when Northland has made baskets, they've really wreaked havoc against the Rams with that pressure.
Yeah, Northland's got to figure out a way to keep Maple Valley off the boards.
Yeah.
Especially on that offensive end. That's going to hurt them. The other thing I kind of wonder about is you speculate, what is it going to be like if it's this close toward the end of the game? I really think that tournament trail, even though Maple Valley shellacked Westwood of Sloan, the other thing, they beat Council Bluffs St. Albert. That was one of the finalists last year in this class. They beat them by two. Of course, they won over Siouxland Christian after losing twice in the regular season. Then they won the tournament and then defeated Arweva Westside 73-71 in overtime to get here. So I kind of wonder, Maple Valley knows how to compete when it's real tight toward the end of the ball game, and I just wonder if that'll be a factor late in this ball game.
Points off. Here's the official stat sheet at halftime here. Points of the paint is even at 12, but you talk about two teams that want to do something different. Northland points off turnovers. It's 11-1 right now for Northland, and then second chance points only 4-0 right now in favor of Maple Valley. Anthony Otto, and with seven offensive boards in that first half, to only get 4 points. That's a plus for Northland.
Yes, yeah, that's true too. And I'm a little surprised. I guess I didn't think about it, but bench scoring is really not much of a factor. You almost have to be a starter to contribute offensively so far, anyway.
Yep, not at all. 2019, Northland with the lead here at the halftime break. Winner will get Gladbrook Rhinebeck, a 53-51 winner earlier on. 53-50, I beg your pardon, as Gladbrook Rhinebeck knocked off Linville Sully in the first quarterfinal earlier on today. Mentioned coming up later on a couple more games in Class 1A that will come up for you. Coming up next, it'll be Remsen St. Mary's, the number 3 seed, taking on 6th seeded New London. And then the 2-7 game coming up later at 3:45, Des Moines Grandview Christian will take on West Hancock. And as we mentioned, the 2As will get started tonight with a pair of games, Western Christian and South Hamilton. And then Cascade and Comanche will play for the third time coming up tonight, River Valley Conference rivals. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, Pella Christian will take on Van Meter. That is a rematch, I believe, of a regular season game. And that'll be followed by Garner Hayfield Ventura and Carol Kemper. Then the 3As will go at it tomorrow afternoon. Waverly Shellrock, we saw them against Linmar earlier in the year. Waverly Shellrock will take on Atlantic. And then we will have Xavier and Mount Pleasant coming up for you tomorrow at 3:30 on the FS 107.5 and 106.3 coming up tomorrow for you. And then tomorrow night, West Delaware, the unbeaten Hawks will be in action against Dallas Center Grimes, and Pella will go up against Sergeant Bluff Luton. 4As will get started on Wednesday. We've got the doubleheader for you between Iowa City West and Newton, followed by the Kennedy Cougars taking on Dubuque Hempstead. West Des Moines Valley, defending champs, will go up against the Des Moines North Polar Bears. And Bettendorf and Sioux City East will go at it in the other 4A games coming up to make up the first round of the boys' state tournament.
Scott, I was also going to mention in that preliminary game, or our first game today, a lot of Eastern Iowa sports enthusiasts know that Joe Schmolt of Gladbrook Rhinebeck. He scored 29 points in that opener, over half the points for Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and he's quite a factor. Of course, he was outstanding in football. Just about everything he touches turns to gold, and he was a major factor in that first one. So whoever wins this game will have quite a test with Gladbrook Rhinebeck come that semifinal round.
Northland just coming out now with about a minute 20 to play, and they spent a lot of time in that locker room going over things, so maybe we'll see a lot of adjustments coming up from the Lynx here as we get ready for half number two. As Northland can stay in there, both teams have room to get better here today. Maple Valley take care of the basketball and capitalize on offensive rebounding, and for Northland, he had to shoot better in that second half.
But it'll be interesting. I'm sure a lot of coaches say this. It's going to be a major issue how we come out in the third quarter, regardless of which team you're pulling for or which team you're watching. The start of this third quarter will be big to see what kind of pace can be set for the rest of the ball game.
Halftime score 20-19, Northland on top. Maple Valley Anthony Otto. Northland's going to have the ball first to start half number two. Lynx shooting it at 36%. Maple Valley at 41%. Coming up later on tonight, we've got college basketball from Westwood 140 at 7:45. The MAAC tournament championship will be coming your way at that point. I believe it's Iona and Siena going at it in that one. So
Should be a good one. You know, you brought up a name earlier that I bet MVAO fans would like to see come back here. It would be Todd Birkenpass. Let him play the second half. That might
be
help
a little,
the Rams' fortune.
He
a little
probably
bit.
Can still shoot it.
I'll bet he can.
Would be my guess. All right, both teams huddling around their respective benches now as we get ready for half number two. Leading scorers, Jake Kilmer with 11 for North Lynn and Colby Sentience with 7 for Maple Valley. Anthony Odo. Great to hear the voice of Don Euchre on the PA. Been doing it for many years.
And, of course, Father Collison gets to do quite a few, too. So, yeah, the whole bench crew over there, veterans and very, very good at what they do.
All right, ready to go. North Lynn ball to start half number two. The Lynx going to the bucket right in front of us here. To our left here at Wells Fargo Arena courtside. Over to Sieber for three, and he hits it from the far right side. That's a good start. First point for David Sieber. Here's the pressure in the backcourt. Pass tip by Sieber. And driving across the center line. And a little bit of a shove off, but a play on. And the pass up top taken by Sentience. Same starting five for Maple Valley Anthony Odo. North Lynn leads it by 4 right now. And now a 5-second closely guarded call out front.
We had a couple of those this afternoon. But that's just good hard work on defense and well-earned.
Maple Valley will pick him up in the three-quarter court. Hilmer behind the back with the dribble on the drive. Took it inside, had it knocked away, loose. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on North Lynn on a reach after the turnover. See who that one's going to go against. Bogey gets his third, and he's going to have to come out. Fluhop will come right back in for North Lynn. So Bradley Fluhop in there. 3.7 points per ball game for North Lynn.
Bogey tried to poke that out, but got caught with his finger in the cookie jar. So
yes, he did. Back high, lob pass over the right baseline, driving in. De La Garza got cut off by Wasco in the double team. They go far side. Sentience driving in. Gets cut off. Back out top as we played a minute. Three on the way. Good. Getting it right back was Brady Grothier.
Wasco playing some great defense in the interior right now.
23-22. Miller on the drive. Leaner no good. Partially blocked. Going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Maple Valley Anthony Odo ball. I'm going to say it hit off Ryan Miller. Pressure in the backcourt. North Lynn tries to trap that pass. They try to anticipate that first pass, a wing variety. Back pass off the hands of Gauthier and out of bounds. Turnover number 13.
Very tough defense illustrated by Ryan Miller, especially in that last possession.
Boy, Miller and Hilmer are so quick.
Yes.
North Lynn going up against the pressure now. Hilmer, no look pass to the corner. Sieber had it for a moment. Back up top to Hilmer now. 6:20 to play in the third. North Lynn up by one at 23-22. Hilmer playing catch with Ryan Miller. Way out front. Picks it up right point. Lob pass to Miller. Miller takes a free throw line. Skips it cross court. Sieber, three-pointer short. Comes out deep. Picked up by Gauthier. He'll bring it up himself. Stop and go move. Now goes between the legs. He had it knocked away. Picks it back up on the drive. High dribble. Takes it right free throw line. Tried to bounce it inside. Wasco going for the steal. We're going to have a jump. And it's going to stay with the Rams.
Ryan Miller's playing great defense. He's making it's fits to, for Maple Valley to get the ball through there. And he has no fouls. So he's doing it legally and very well done.
Yeah, despite the yelling behind us. Off the inbound and losing it. Going in was Gauthier. Picked up by Ryan Miller. 2-on-2. Bounce pass right side. Sieber. Fall away. Missed everything. And they're going to get Miller going over the back.
Now, I say that. And,
you said
yeah,
that.
A little overly aggressive on rebounding. But great ball game defensively by that Ryan Miller.
23-22. North Lynn by one. Here comes the pressure. And they'll do some housekeeping here first.
And with that Miller, you don't really want to put the ball on the floor when he's guarding you closely. He'll swipe that thing away.
Quick hands. Jake Hilmer with quick hands. Sieber back there with quick hands as well. North Lynn, not the tallest team in the world, but they're scrappy. Beck, trapped in the backcourt. Angle pass up ahead to Gauthier. Gauthier will turn. 17-footer on the way. No good. And tipped out of bounds. Should be North Lynn ball. No, they're going to give it to Maple Valley. And Dodd Sandler hit it last. Now they will change it. I think that was the right call.
Yep.
Of course, one side's going to be unhappy at all times.
But it was good communication with the officials, and we got it right. That's the key factor.
I believe that is correct. Pass ahead to Fluhop. Bradley on the drive. Hook pass, no looker, and got intercepted by Gauthier. Turnover number 7 on North Lynn, and here come the Rams. On the drive, jump pass, tip. Goes into the backcourt, but it was tipped by Hilmer. So Beck will bring it up again. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to play, third quarter. Long bounce pass, right wing, Gauthier, who's hit a couple of threes so far. They switch on him. Back it comes now, going behind the back with it. De La Garza backs his way in, gets a double team. Out to Gauthier, three, going to miss everything, but the offensive rebound, put back good. It'll count the foul.
Another good example of what we talked about at halftime. You've got to keep Maple Valley off the boards. And offensively there, great play by Colby Sections, and now he's on the line.
And the second foul on Adam Wasco. Be the third team foul as Ferris comes back in for Maple Valley. 24-23, Rams by a point. Chance for the three-point play here for the leading scorer, Colby Sentience. It's up and rimmed out, no good. Wasco with the rebound. 4 points, two boards, and two fouls now for Wasco. Driving in all the way, leaner up. Offensive foul on Hilmer. Took it coast to coast, and staying in there, getting the charge, was De La Garza. And that is three now on Jake Hilmer.
De La Garza is pretty good at picking up those offensive fouls from the other team. I think he's got two or three today, I think.
That is correct. Coach Griffith over there on the sideline reminding Mr. Hilmer about three. North Lynn will keep with the pressure, though. 24-23, Maple Valley by 1 point. Fluhop with the trap in the backcourt. Long pass stolen away. Here's Hilmer. Pull up for three. No good, too strong. I like the shot, though.
Yep, and good steal on his part. Good anticipation.
And Gauthier are going to get called for traveling as he started to move down the baseline right. Turnover number 16 for Maple Valley, Anthony Odo.
These officials are definitely seeing the proper pivot foot and making good traveling calls today.
Good crew here. Ball stolen away and then tipped out of bounds. It will stay with North Lynn as the Lynx will inbound right in front of us with Jake Hilmer.
De La Garza showing his defensive prowess once again.
Fluhop sets a screen. Hilmer to Miller. Sieber over in the right wing. He'll bring it back out front. Zone defense at collapsing 1-2-2 or a flattened out 3-2. Sieber, right wing three, left it short, tries to get his own rebound, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Maple Valley Anthony Odo ball as Mike Hilmer with a. Didn't agree with it.
Pleading his case a bit.
Maple Valley Anthony Odo by one. Through traffic, De La Garza had it knocked away from behind by Fluhop and picked back up by the Rams. Penetration, cross-court pass, Sentience. Fake the three, works it back up top now to De La Garza. He'll go crossover. Drive and a kick outside to Beck as they work the weave up top. Over halfway done with the third quarter. Maple Valley, Anthony Odo by one. Behind the back dribble, Gauthier got triple team. Kick to the corner, open three, good. By Connor Beck.
Beck with a long three-point goal. Puts Maple Valley up by four now.
He's the best three-point shooter. And we're going to have a foul on the double team on Ferris. And Ferris will pick up his third. Only the first of the half against Maple Valley.
But a good call by Randall Bloom. A little too aggressive on the arms there.
27-23, 3:14 to play in the third. Hilmer standing dribble out front. Dangerous cross-court pass to Wasco. Inside, Fluhop wide open, and he'll get the layup. They forgot about him down low.
Good assist by Jake Hilmer once again.
They found him. First points, bench points, and we're going to have a timeout. Taken here by Maple Valley, going to get a 30, it looks like. to talk it over. That'll lead them with three.
Northland still with a two-point deficit as we go into this timeout.
27-25. As nice job by Bradley Fluhoff to get underneath and get loose there and a nice back cut.
You bet.
And then Hilmer found him. Boy, it's been nip and tuck. No team has led by more than five here in this one. 24-23, or I checked that, 27-25, Maple Valley over Northland.
Jake Hilmer sure sees the floor well, don't you think, Scott?
Absolutely. 10.5 assists a game, and always has that head on a swivel.
Yep.
And I like that. So it's going to be Miller, Sieber, Fluhop, Wasco, and Hilmer. Now, Hilmer's playing in the backcourt. He's not in the front of this press now with the three fouls. Hilmer can't afford to get that fourth. De La Garza picks it up in the backcourt. A dangerous pass, but got it to Ferris. Spins, gets it in the front court now to go through. 2:43 to play here in quarter number three. De La Garza on the drive, split a double team up, good. Count it a foul. That was a heck of a finish there. He went up strong.
Great move. That strong move helped him get the bucket and one extra toss.
Did not see who the foul was on for Northland.
Yeah, I was just impressed with the move. I was all offense there.
De La Garza with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. They're going to get Ryan Miller with the foul. That is his second. Free throw rattles in. And Maple Valley has tied their high water mark at 30-25. Five-point lead, and Hilmer brings it up with the three fouls. As Jake can't really penetrate out the Sieber, three-pointer short. Chases down his own rebound, though, but wait a minute. Before that, we got a foul on the Rams.
Foul on number 21, Connor Beck.
Must have been on a push after the shot. Because it will not be free throws. As Northland to put it into play. They bounce in the corner. Miller is wide open. Three-pointer ringing up. They lost him on the inbound. Eight now for Ryan Miller. And brings Northland back within a deuce at 30-28. Crossing over. Weaving his way across the timeline. De La Garza. Maple Valley working that perimeter. They get it back to Beck. Little jab step. Tries to go crossover.
Great
stolen
steal
away
by Ryan Miller.
Miller all the way. Coast to coast and lays it in. Five in a row by Northland. And all from Ryan Miller. And just like that, we're tied again at 30. And that'll be his third.
That's the danger of swinging a little bit too wildly on a block shot.
Yep.
He would have just eased off on that. Might have got through that without a foul.
Going to call it after the shot, apparently. Well, it's not going to be free throws.
That's right.
Northland shooting 38%. Maple Valley 48%. Inbound lob right of the lane. De La Garza, back it comes. Beck, an open jumper, left it short for three. Rebound by Sieber. Outlet pass. Here comes Hilmer on the run. Hilmer will pull up from 15. No good. Got his own rebound. Turns. Had a partially block going up. And Funderman the rebound. The height got it right there, and Hilmer didn't penetrate that time. He pulled up. Trap in the backcourt. They get it ahead to Ferris. Now Funderman on the drive. Funderman all the way in. Offensive foul. He ran right over Ryan Miller.
Yep, so get rid of that basket. That doesn't count. I'll tell you, that Ryan Miller can play 94 feet of defense. I've been just kind of watching him, Scott.
Been impressive. De La Garza out. And back in Sadler also. Gauthier back in for Maple Valley, Anthonoto, and Ferris will check out. Tied at 30, minute 16 to play in the third. Northland walking it up with Jake Hilmer.
Here comes the Lynx.
Long wing pass, no looker inside the left block. They kick it back out to Hilmer. He'll try it for three, no good short. Carter Johnson in the game now for Northland. Tried it for that offensive board, couldn't get it. Under a minute to play. Stutter dribble on a drive to Gauthier. A little head and shoulder fake. Works it up top to Funderman, and he'll back it out. Goes behind the back with Miller on him, and they're going to get a little touch foul on Miller, and that's his third. So team foul number seven to boot. But Miller has three, Bogey has three, Wasco has three, and Hilmer has three.
That could hurt down the stretch a bit.
1-1 for Funderman. He's a 60%er. Hasn't been there a whole lot this year for Maple Valley Antonotto. 9 out of 15. And he'll have the 1-1. Sophomore bends his knees, puts it up, and got it. Looked good on that one. Gives Maple Valley the lead at 31-30. One more coming up. Try to give the Rams a two-point lead. Puts it up. That's going to be short all the way, and the rebound to Bogey. Well,
Funderman needs to use his legs a little bit more. His free throws.
One shot, maybe. We'll see. North Lynn doesn't like to hold it for 40 seconds. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Lynx. As it'll be Hilmer to inbound. As Bogey will put it into play. Back in for Maple Valley Ascensions into the ball game. 31-30, Rams out in front by a point. Bounce to the corner to Miller, gets it right back to Siebert. 27 seconds to play here in the third. Now I think we'll see Northland go for the last shot.
Yep, 20 seconds to go, and it looks like they're setting up for the last shot. Let's see if Hilmer is the one that ends up taking it.
Careful on the penetration, though. Hilmer to Bogey. 9 seconds to play. They work the three-point line. Over it comes to Hilmer. Hilmer gets doubled. Hilmer on the drive. Pull up high. Archer for 15. Got it.
Great shot.
Line.
Under heavy pressure.
And that will do it for the third quarter of play.
Funderman was right in his face, and that was a great shot by Hilmer.
Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's North Lynn by a point. Lynx 32. Maple Valley, Antonotto 31. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash, Randy Krejci with you as North Lynn with the basketball starting the fourth and a one-point lead at 32-31. After three quarters, North Lynn 13-36, 36%. 3 of 16, 19% from beyond the arc. Maple Valley Antonotto shooting at 46%. They're 11 of 24 and 30% from three-point range. 25-15, Maple Valley with the advantage as far as rebounds are concerned, but 18 turnovers in the game for the Rams.
It'll be interesting to see if that last play of the third quarter will be kind of a momentum builder for North Lynn as they take it out here, fourth quarter.
Hilmer with a basketball, wing pass tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Bud Legg over there to our left. He saved Dirks from trying to catch that ball.
Yeah, we want to save Dirksy, yeah. He's got to take care of the post-game interviews, doesn't
That's
he?
That's right. Hilmer in there, Wasco, Miller, Sieber and Bogey, the five for North Lynn, and Mike and Bob Hilmer. North Lynn basketball with the one-point lead. Feed right of the lane, Bogey kicks it back out to Miller. Sieber has it, he's going to run the point now. And Hilmer will start at the left point with it. They get it inside. Bogey, turnaround, no. Wasco trying to keep it alive. They're going to get a foul on Wasco, and that's his fourth. So he's got four. Miller with three. Bogey with three. And Hilmer with three.
Although you got to give Wasco credit for hustling there, he certainly hasn't had any lazy fouls or stupid fouls or whatever. He's working hard out there.
Going to have to check out, though. And Carter Johnson will come in, the 6'1 sophomore. So North Lynn against the height. They're going to lose 4 inches here. And a 1-1 coming up for De La Garza. Maple Valley has not shot free throws well today. They're 6 of 12 from the line. And make it 6 of 13. And Bogey one hands the rebound. They came in shooting 64% as a team, but under 50 this afternoon. Bounce pass right side. Miller on the drive all the way and tried to drop it to Johnson and went through his legs and out of bounds. 10th turnover. Good thought right there. Johnson was open.
Oh, you bet. I thought we were going to record an assist there for Miller, but just mishandled.
In the backcourt, it's going to be Bogey now, along with Ryan Miller, picking up De La Garza. Picks up the basketball, gets it out front to Beck. Played a minute here of the third quarter, 32-31. Number one, North Lynn out in front, and there's a reach foul, and that's four on Hilmer. Oh, that is big.
There'll have to be some coaching strategy here, I think.
Do you keep him in or you bring him out? That's a lot of time to play with four.
Key factor.
Team foul number nine.
He's so darn valuable, though.
1-1. Sentience up. Good. Got the roll. Only three team fouls right now on Maple Valley Anthony Odo.
Yeah, next time, Maple Valley will be into the double bonus. Because North Lynn has nine.
32-32. Free throw number two is good. And Sentience gives him the lead. He's in double figures with 11. Little half-court trap being put on right now by Maple Valley, and a blocking foul going to be called over on the far sideline. That's going to go against Brady Gauthier. Only the fourth team foul on MVAO.
But each possession seems to be more important now with as close as this game's been.
1 point Ram lead and as low scoring.
Right.
A 5 point lead in this game seems like about double digits. Inside Bogey starts a drive, kicks it back out to Miller. Cut off as he went baseline by the help defense, gets back out front to Sieber. Sieber with 1-3 in this game so far. No look bounce to Bogey in the lane, got bumped in a foul. Yep.
Good. That was a good call because number 23, De La Garza, did not go straight up
in
regards to that.
Officials in the stands don't like it. Ball out of bounds, says Randall Bloom.
But an excellent call.
33-32, 6:24 to play in the game. Hilmer playing with four fouls. Wasco on the bench with four. They get it inside to Bogey. But got cut off there by De La Garza. Good defense by Maple Valley. Inside turnaround, right hand hook, rimming good for Trevor Bogey. His first field goal of the afternoon.
Nice job of Ryan Miller finding him in the pivot area there. And scoring for North Linda. Let them take the lead back.
34-33. Trap put on. Ball tipped away. Nearly stolen by sliding Carter Johnson. They try to get it inside. Posting up. Shot blocked from behind. Loose on the floor. And Hilmer comes away with it. Hilmer through traffic. 3-on-1 break. No look. Bounce pass underneath. Layup good by David Sieber.
There's your best assist man in the state of Iowa. Making that pass.
36-33. North Lynn by three. Trap put on. Miller cuts off De La Garza. Gets it over now to Sadler. 5.5 to play in the game.
North Lynn defense picking up a notch.
Ball tipped away, and then Miller going for the steal. We got a jump. Going to stay with Maple Valley Anthony Odo. The trap is coming from the weak side for North Lynn, and Maple Valley Anthony Odo has no idea.
That's right. They're not communicating very well with one another on offense. In terms of people sliding in on defense or trying to double team.
They're trying to break it kind of one on two instead of passing out of it.
Yep. But I think Ryan Miller was the big factor there. Great job on defense. Ended up with a jump ball. But his hustle and determination meant a lot in that particular play.
36-33. Both crowds are up. Good atmosphere here in front of a nice crowd in 1A at the Boys State Tournament. Back out front between the circles. Ball handling with the left hand. Bouncing the high post. Ball goes right through the hands of Ascensions and picked up by North Lynn.
Jake Hilmer on the move.
Here's Hilmer. He was blocked with a foul on Sadler, who didn't think he did it. That'll be his second.
There was a gesture of disbelief on the part of Sadler and Maple Valley.
Thought he got all ball.
Well, he's still going to talk to Randall Bloom a bit about it. But
5:08 to play here in the game. Free throw up and swish through.
Big free throws. Puts North Lynn up by four.
14 for Hilmer. Sadler's going to check out. And Funderman will come back in. And a timeout going to be taken here before the second free throw.
So Hilmer will have one free throw when we come back.
30 or full? Looks like a 30 per. Nope, they're going to go with a full timeout. So we'll take a 30-second break as well. 5:08 to play the ball game. North Lynn 37, Maple Valley Antinoto 33. Back after this 30-second break on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. 5:08 to play. North Lynn up by four at 37-33. This ties the biggest lead of the afternoon for the Lynx. Maple Valley is led by five. And one more free throw to try to give North Lynn their biggest lead coming up from Jake Hilmer.
And if you're a Jake Hilmer fan, I'm sure you don't want that next foul to happen because then he'd be sitting down. And he's been a key here in the fourth quarter. Has one more free throw to boot here.
Hilmer, so far, 4 out of 5 for the stripe. And he'll have one more. Up and good. Front iron and good. Got the friendly roll.
5-point North Lynn lead.
Biggest of the game at 38-33. Pressure put on in the half court. Dela Garza picks it up at the far hash mark. Ball tipped away. Picked back up by Maple Valley. On the drive all the way in and the layup good. Nice head and shoulder fake by Connor Beck there.
Yep, no one came over to help on that particular play, so he had kind of a free layup.
38-35. Still plenty of time remaining. 4:42 here in the ballgame. Wasco on the bench with four fouls. Hilmer in the game right now with four fouls. Ryan Miller, diagonal pass to the corner to Bogey. Right back out front. It comes now to Jake Hilmer. Hilmer and Miller. And they go a little spread court here, it looks like. Not a four corners per se, but maybe let's try to get a little back cut going.
Definitely a little more deliberate attack here by North Lynn.
No look pass to the corner. Miller, three. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound, Bogey, back up and in.
Great offensive rebound by Bogey. There, and North Lynn got to cash in on the rebounding.
40-35, Lynx by five. Up court it comes. Down the right sideline. Fenderman gets it inside. Sentience missed the layup. Had an easy look and missed it. Here comes Hilmer the other way in the open court. And Hilmer will bring it wisely back outside. Lynx by five at 40-35.
It's a big possession. If they could score on this, that would give them their biggest lead.
Miller drives, weaves through traffic. They got a little touch foul called on Sentience. His second. That's the 1-1 coming up now for North Lynn.
Yes, North Lynn just into the bonus situation right now.
Ryan Miller on the line for the Lynx. And this is where North Lynn can make some hay. 79% for Miller. Lynx shoots 73% as a team. Free throw right through.
6-point lead for North Lynn.
Despite not shooting it really well and getting out rebounded, North Lynn's pressure has been the big difference. Second one in and out, no good. Stays a two-possession game. 41-35, North Lynn on front. Funderman left open. A three is an air ball from the right wing and rebounded underneath by Sieber. And he'll hold it, look for a guard. Gets it out of there to Ryan Miller. Here comes Miller into the front court. 3:12 to play and a foul called. And that's going to be on Connor Beck. His second, eighth foul.
Looks like Maple Valley's going to try to foul and get back into this thing. Put North Lynn on the line. If they can keep cashing in on their free throws, that'll mean good things here down the stretch.
Jake Hilmer on the line for the one and bonus. 79%, and he'll get the free throw to go. One more. North Lynn extending the lead to 7 at 42-35. Ferris will come in. And now Wasco is going to come in with four fouls for North Lynn. And a good job by Carter Johnson.
And besides the seven-point lead, they don't seem to be tired yet.
Watch the defense.
Watch the defense for North Lynn.
No, this North Lynn team is uncanny. They're very, very well conditioned. Trap in the backcourt. Losing it for a moment. Dela Garza now driving right of the lane. Spin move down low. Double pump hanger. And I think a foul. And we'll see if it's on Wasco. If it is, that's going to be his fifth.
I think it is.
Yep. So he didn't stay in very long. Adam Wasco will foul out here.
There's the horn.
At the 2:59 mark.
I was wondering if they were going to leave him in there for a little bit more. Give him an encore.
That would never happen in the girls' tournament.
That's
right?
That's right. We would have already had it honked.
Maple Valley for the line to the line for two. Dela Garza and misses the first one.
He's having trouble on free throws.
I was going to say, Maple Valley has got two things to look at. Number one, too many turnovers and missed free throws is the other aspect.
Yeah, and as good a player as he is, it's just kind of surprising he struggled at the line tonight, today.
Second one up, good.
There he goes. Just under 3 minutes left.
43-36, the lead for North Lynn. Three-quarter court pressure put on. Long diagonal pass into the corner and out of Sieber. Sieber takes it out front and hands it back to Jake Hilmer. Jake will hold it there. 2:40 to play. Splitting a double team, Ryan Miller. Both teams in the one and one. Sieber in the corner. He would have taken that in the regular season, and now a foul coming over, and a reach going to be called. It's going to go against Dela Garza.
So Sieber gets a chance for a couple of free throws.
Well, team foul, we hope to. Final one and one.
Yeah, last one and one. Nine fouls on Maple Valley, Anthony Otto.
81% is Sieber and right through. North Lynn is hitting their free throws.
Yep.
While Maple Valley is not.
Cool and calm in the clutch.
This can make it a full three-possession game, and it's good.
9-point lead for the Lynx.
45-36, 2.5 to play in the ballgame. Trapping pressure in the backcourt. Dela Garza across the timeline. Long bounce pass. North Lynn going to try to trap. Gauthier driving baseline in all the way. High off the glass, no, but he drew the foul. And that one is going to go against Carter Johnson.
Nice move along the baseline by Gauthier and got rewarded with a couple of free throws here. See how he does at the charity stripe.
He's got 6 points tonight, both coming on triples, and he gets the free throw to go. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on this Monday afternoon.
So maybe he's the one guy you don't want to foul, Scott.
Got them both. He's got eight. Pressure put on by the Rams. Down seven. North Lynn with the ball and a seven-point lead.
Everybody's in the double bonus now.
Miller through traffic all the way up. Hangs had it blocked, and here come the Rams out of there with it. Good block that time by Dela Garza. Hilbering up the right-hand boards. Gets trapped. Out of it, top of the key, pull-up three-pointer, air ball short, out of bounds. Off the miss by Beck.
Beck a little down on that one. I think he thought it was going to probably fall. 2 minutes to play.
45-38. Miller in the backcourt to Hilmer through traffic. Gets it underneath to Johnson. He had a block from behind and a foul called on Beck.
Nice pass by Jake Hilmer to help set that up.
Carter Johnson will go to the line for a pair. 60% on the year, 15 to 25 coming in for the sophomore on a very young team. No seniors on this Northland team as the free throw curls in.
That is really amazing, especially down the stretch here with the where nerves could come into play. But that's a young team, and they're handling the pressure extremely well.
Timeout going to be taken here by the Lynx. 30-second timeout. Well, that was the first one taken today by Mike and Bob Hilmer. So four remaining for Northland. So they got plenty of timeouts to use if they get in trouble. They get trapped, they can't get it in. No problem. Pressure.
They seem to be handling the pressure quite well, both at the charity stripe and when Maple Valley puts on the tough defense.
46-38. We were tied after the first quarter. 1 point Northland lead at halftime. After three, the Lynx led by a point. And a couple big moments of this fourth quarter. David Sieber hit a jumper. Bogey's putback was huge.
That was great offensive rebound, you bet.
For North Lynn. Carter Johnson with one more free throw.
Currently an 8-point lead. Let's see if he can make it nine.
And he does. Swished it right through for the sophomore.
Still good pressing defense by North Lynn.
47-38 across the timeline. Ferris. Over into the corner, open three, up and no good from the far corner by Ascensions. Offensive board to Maple Valley. Out top, Gauthier will try it for three. That's way short left of the key. Rebound, minute 28 to play by Ryan Miller of North Lynn. Through traffic, Miller all the way. Drops it off for Sieber, a little right-hand hook, good!
Excellently run three-on-one break by North Lynn.
11-point lead, and North Lynn can smell the semifinals. Ferris with a minute 5 to play. He'll put up the three. It's on the way and good, and a timeout taken by MVAO. As Calvin Ferris gets the triple. Minute 2 to play, 49-41, the lead at 8.
Even if you saw the game 40 years ago, you got to feel pretty good about what's going on right now, Scott.
One timeout remaining here for Maple Valley. Anthony Otto. We'll have the postgame show coming up for you after this one. And let you know what's coming up later on. Tomorrow, Xavier Saints in action. Xavier and Mount Pleasant tomorrow at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM.
That's a Mississippi Valley Conference team playing, right, tomorrow?
Yes, it is. How you about, should know that.
How about that? How about that? Boy, thanks for inviting me back.
As Xavier, 3A state champions last year. Look to make it back-to-back, and the first step will be against the Mount Pleasant team that's full of shooters.
Yep, excellent team. And I believe, did they play during the regular season? I think they
first
did.
First game of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
And Xavier won it. Believe down at Mount Pleasant.
Yes, that was.
Northland ball against the Ram pressure here with the 8-point lead. They're going to run the old Iowa Tom Davis spinning circle there.
Yeah.
So you don't know where they're going to go. Inbound to Hilmer, fakes, wiggles out of the trap, tries to split a double team and got fouled.
Or got tripped up there.
By Ferris, I believe. And that's going to be his fourth.
So Jake Hilmer back to the line.
Double bonus.
He can pass, he can shoot. Now we'll see what he does at the free throw line.
So far, very well. 7 of 8 from the line. First one, right through.
88% on the day.
58.8 to go, and this will make it a 3-possession. Well, I'm checking, it'll make it a 4-possession game.
Yeah, because we've got 9-point lead for the Lynx.
And can't get the second one. Stays at 9, 50-41. 55 seconds. De La Garza into front court. Taking some time here. Hands it off to Beck. Maple Valley using a lot of time here. 45 seconds. Fake, a drive, kick to the corner. Three-pointer up, Beck good. And the final timeout here by the Rams. It'll be a 30-second timeout here. Off the Beck triple.
Yeah, great shot from Connor Beck. No doubt that was a three-pointer.
50-44. Now, no timeouts left for Maple Valley, so this is going to get a lot tougher for the Rams.
Yeah.
As North Lynn will put it in play backcourt with a six-point lead.
And North Lynn will take their time, and, of course, they're in the double bonus, so if they do get fouled, they'll get two free throws.
Remember, North Lynn hasn't been here in 40 years, since 1977 for the Lynx when they finished third. North Lynn, 40% shooting. Maple Valley, 42%. Inbound in backcourt. Jake Hilmer will trigger. And they're going to give the old give and go to Hilmer. And a foul call. They threw it down the sideline out of bounds there, Randy, to a teammate, and then Hilmer stepped in and right back to him.
Which is legal. You don't see it that often, but
Beck gets his fourth.
Bogey to the line for the Lynx.
Free throw, two coming up for Trevor Bogey. 67% free throw shooter. He had that big put back, and he misses the first one here.
Every time you say his name, I kind of think of golf. I wonder if he's a golfer for North Lynn.
You don't want to think bogeys. Got him got one. So it's a three-possession game. 51-44, a little backward pressure being put on by North Lynn, a little backward defense. Pick up the backcourt, now let him go. Stop and go dribble. De La Garza, and they're going to get a hold, I think, on Hilmer, which is going to be his fifth. But what an afternoon for Hilmer. 18 points for the sophomore. And if he had to foul out, he picked a pretty good spot to do it with the lead of seven.
Good point. Yeah, he's what a treat to watch him play.
Free throw on the way, first to two. Good for De La Garza.
Now De La Garza is getting tuned in at the free throw line.
51-45 with 27.3 to go. Free throw number two is good. Leads Maple Valley in scoring. They're not picking him up in the backcourt. 24 seconds and a foul called. That's going to go against Gauthier. So he's got four now, and Ryan Miller will go to the other end. As
Miller's played such a great defensive game, offensive, probably fitting to let him go to the free throw line, see if he can cash in on two more points.
Our apologies to Dick Dirks for putting everything behind schedule here with the free throws. First one missed. Now he can make it a six-point lead. That's full two possession here. One more for Miller. Has a double-digit day with 10. Make it 11.
There it is.
And now North Lynn will get a timeout. Third, no, full.
That gives Miller 12 now on the day with his last free throw.
Full timeout, we'll take it as well. With 24 seconds remaining in the ballgame, 52-46 North Lynn. Back in a minute on KGYM.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to Metro PCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. Metro PCS, wireless, figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Back at the boys' state basketball tournament, 52-46 North Lynn in this 1A state quarterfinal. Winner gets Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Coming up, a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. De La Garza gets it over to Beck. 17 seconds to play. They got to hurry. Down by two three-pointers. On the drive, they'll let him go. Running layup, no good. Kept alive by Fluhoff, and a foul as Carter Johnson got fouled by Ferris. And Carter Johnson gets up, runs to the other side.
He's ready to shoot some free throws.
I think that's it for Ferris. He is going to foul out. If that in is on number 15.
Carter Johnson averaging about 8.5 points per game.
I had Ferris with 5, and that is 5.
And there it is. They just honk the horn a little slower here than Dirksy does at Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
A few times. All right. They'll bring in Sadler here. Nope, Funderman will come in. 11 points, 7 to go. And it's 52-46. Carter Johnson,
the sophomore.
Couple free throws coming up and right through the first one.
7-point Lynx lead.
North Lynn's going to get the win. Adam Ehlers will come in. He's a senior. This is a young Maple Valley team. Kyle Sexton will come in as I think the white flag is being run up now by the Rams. And Della Garza will get a hand in his final game. Hayden Cool will come in. He's a sophomore.
That's neat to have these kids get a chance to play. Get out here on the court.
North Lynn will advance. We'll have their game 10:30, 10:15 pregame coming up on Thursday morning as the North Lynn Lynx will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Free throw number 2 good for Carter Johnson. He's been big off the bench with 4. Inbound, 10 seconds to play. Funderman bringing it up. Funderman on the handoff. Deep three. Up good. Off the bench. Ehlers, the senior, at the horn. And North Lynn gets the victory. The Lynx successful in their first trip to state in 40 years. As North Lynn wins it 54-49 here over Maple Valley, Anthony Odo. We will come back with the postgame show. After this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Oh, I'm ready. Fit as anybody can be.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. North Lynn gets the victory here this afternoon as the Lynx top Maple Valley Anthony Odo by a score of 54-49. And great win for North Lynn. Defense, I think, really got it done. They played the tempo of Maple Valley and still got the victory here today.
Yeah, that was the key factor. And like you said, defense was, you could spell that with a capital D, and their press was very, very effective. And then they were really calm down the stretch, hit some key free throws. If those would have all missed, we would have had a whole different ball game, Scott.
And the fact that Maple Valley had so much trouble against the pressure and missed free throws in
right.
this particular game.
They did not cash in very well at the charity stripe, and that hurt them down the stretch. But, boy, give all the credit to North Lynn. And like you said earlier, no seniors on the ball club. So these are young people performing brilliantly today, and nothing but a great future ahead for North Lynn basketball as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, North Lynn was terrific from the free throw line, putting this one away. And we will let you know how terrific coming up here in just a little bit. Take a look at the final scoring for the victorious North Lynn Lynx. Number one goes to the semifinals at 26-0. They were led by two in double figures. Jay Kilmer, the All-Stater, leading the way with the team at game high, tied for game high honors with 18 points. 12 points for Ryan Miller. Kilmer did foul out with 27 seconds remaining in the ball game, but ended up with 18. 12 for Ryan Miller, including a three-point goal. David Sieber had 9, all in the second half. Trevor Bogey with 5, including a putback in that fourth quarter when it was a five-point lead in the game for North Lynn that really propelled them and helped to open up this one a little bit. 4 points for Carter Johnson off the bench. 4 from Adam Wasco before he fouled out at 2 for Bradley Fluha. For Maple Valley Anthonoto, they end at 18-8, led by Brady Gauthier with 18 points in the ball game. Colby Sentience with 11, Juan Delagarza with 11, and Connor Beck with 10. So 4 of the 5 starters in double figures this afternoon for the Rams. 3 points apiece off the bench for Eli Funderman, Calvin Ferris, and for Adam Ehlers. The turnovers, 19 for Maple Valley Anthonoto to 10 in the game for North Lynn. So North Lynn with a very good floor game. Bench scoring was 9-6 in favor of Maple Valley. Shooting percentages, North Lynn 40%, 17 of 43 for the game. 3 of 17 and 18% though from beyond the arc. They were 17 of 22 and 77%. That from the free throw line. So North Lynn was terrific from the line here today. Maple Valley, 15 of 35, 43% field goal percentage. 6 of 17 at 36% from the arc. Only 13 of 21, 62% from the free throw line. Final rebounding, Maple Valley out-rebounded North Lynn, 30 to 23. North Lynn got better in the second half. They held Maple Valley only 2 offensive boards in that second half.
And that was a key factor, and we talked about that at halftime. You've got to keep them off second-chance baskets after rebounds, and North Lynn got that accomplished in the third and fourth quarters.
As North Lynn gets the victory in this one by a score of 54-49 to move on to take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And so we'll get to see two of the best athletes in the state go at it coming up in the next round.
Yeah, that Joe Smolt, I think he scored like 29 points in that opener today.
The average is 30.
Yeah, so he's very, very good. And after watching these two Super Bowl games today, Scott, you kind of forget that coming up here next is the other undefeated team, Remsen St. Mary's. They are taking on New London at 21-3. That's the 2 o'clock game, so that will be starting in about 11 minutes. And Grandview Christian will be playing at 3:45. They'll take their 24-1 record. They're the second seed in this tournament, and they will take on Britt of West Hancock in the fourth game today later on this afternoon.
And that'll be coming up later on today here at Wells Fargo Arena. Points of the paint, North Lynn won that 24-18. Points off turnovers, North Lynn 15-8. They held Maple Valley to 2 second chance points in the second half, as the Rams won that stat 6-5. Fast break points was 8-0 in favor of North Lynn in this one. So a very, very good win. Overall good win in this game for the North Lynn Lynx.
I kind of got a kick out of that one statistic when you said fast break points 8-0. That was probably the smallest amount of points they've scored fast break during the whole season. But give credit to Maple Valley, Anthony Odo on that. But North Lynn, like you said, they like to run, move the ball up and down the floor. They did that, and just a great overall team performance. So the Hilmers got to feel good. It's great to see both Hilmers back coaching, and Jake Hilmer, what a phenomenal athlete he is, and I wish him the best, and he's got 2 years left, so we're going to see a lot this week from him, and hopefully the next couple of years. So if you can bring me along to broadcast a North Lynn game, that would be great, because this was a super high school basketball game today.
Yep, really was, as North Lynn gets the win by 5, 54-49, to go to 26-0 on the year. Reminder, coming up later on, it'll be Mark and Alex with the gym class, and then Alex and Todd, they will be on with the APC. And then tonight at 7:45, we've got Westwood One's coverage of Championship Week. It'll be the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Championship. The MAAC, Siena, and Iona will go at it tonight, 7:45, here on KGYM. And we will be back tomorrow with Xavier and Mount Pleasant at 3:30 right here at Wells Fargo Arena. Looking forward to it.
Should be a great 3A basketball game. And, of course, Cedar Rapids Xavier will be shooting for two in a row. They've got three big games ahead of them if they can keep on winning. But it'll be great to have the Xavier Saints down here. They made it in the girls' tournament, back in the boys. Really good for that whole program at Xavier High School.
All right. Well, Randy, we'll watch a little. We'll get on the road, and we'll do her again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Keep up the super work, and yeah, we'll look forward to seeing down 42nd Street, Cedar Rapids Xavier, here at Wells Fargo Arena tomorrow.
That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing, our in-studio engineer and producer today. Big thanks to all our great sports boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this one in Class 1A here this afternoon. So for Randy Krejci, Scott Unash saying so long. Reminder, the final score, number one, North Lynn, 54, and Maple Valley, Anthony Odo, 49. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines.